Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Miguel DeLon. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The DH, Junior Moore. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Miguel DeLon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeLon. The throw from Kim and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison takes first base on ball four. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Morrison moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen who is chasing the ball. Diaz reaches third base with a triple. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing right field. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Charbonneau. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim bunts towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Manning fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Manning. Bannister scores. Pryor moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Wayne Garland now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to home to get Pryor. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is hit by the pitch. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Dibzinski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-1 in the game. Manning bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Pruitt moves to third. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hargrove moves to second. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-1 in the game. Hara is hit by the pitch. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosello moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Junior Moore. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Molinaro reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bannister strikes out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 0 in the game. Kim hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molinaro moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Molinaro scores. Kim moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Charbonneau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charbonneau. The throw from Kim and they have the runner in a rundown. Pryor applies the tag, and Charbonneau is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Pryor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Proley now pitching. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dibzinski moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Dibzinski. Pruitt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kim for a passed ball. Pruitt moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kim hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dell Alston now playing right field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Molinaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kim fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosello moves to second. One out. Rich Wortham now pitching. Gary Alexander pinch hits for Dell Alston. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Rosello scores. Dibzinski goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Manning moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Ed Farmer now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hargrove. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Hargrove steals second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hera takes first base on ball four. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hargrove moves to third. Hera moves to second. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charbonneau takes first base on ball four. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Alexander now playing right field. Ron Hassey now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Victor Cruz now pitching. Harry Chappas pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 7, White Sox, 7. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Charbonneau. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bell takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Morrison moves to third. Bell moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line. Charbonneau races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Morrison. The throw to the plate, and Morrison is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Harry Chappas now playing shortstop. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dibzinski for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molinaro is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Charbonneau. Chappas reaches second base with a double. Molinaro goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.